We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. A fairly common attitude with young people is to feel almost invincible. Bulletproof, I think, might be the word. After all, you're young, you have lots of energy, your whole life is ahead of you. Worrisome things like becoming house poor, bankruptcy, losing your career to downsizing, losing a spouse, cancer, these are not your problems. Not now, anyway. Well, sooner or later, the day comes when you do have to face something painful, something difficult, and that's when the devil wants to show up and intrude with the suggestion that here's the proof that God doesn't love you anymore, or the suggestion that he's punishing you for something you did. For such a future moment, and even with problems we have right now, let's understand better what God has told us in Romans 8, where the apostle writes, "If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Who shall bring a charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ Jesus who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ?" If you walk through that hallway and stop and look to the left, you'll see the opening verse of our text. If God is for us, who can be against us? And boy, is that reassuring on the highest level. You may think of yourself as a person who really has no enemies. You're nice, you get along with folks. But make no mistake about it, we all have one and the same very fierce, tenacious enemy. The devil is not your friend, though he pretends to be. It's part of his plan during the time that he has to do whatever he can to lead us, lure us to the same place where he is destined to go. And it seems that he has a powerful weapon to use against us: the guilt of our own sins, the undeniable fact that we have trampled over God's commandments so many times. Satan wants to stand before the judge, your judge and mine, and claim, "They're as guilty as I am. They deserve the same condemnation I'm getting." Thankfully, the devil's not the only one talking here. Jesus has something to say about it, something decisively based on what he did. You know the story well. Make it personal. Your Savior came down for you, stepped into your place under God, took all of your sins on himself, and carried them to the cross. There he paid for every bad thought, every wrong word, every false step, every failure, every kind of sin, every instance of sin. He paid for it all with his holy blood, and the judge accepted that. The judge gave his stamp of approval by having his son rise from the dead and reclaim his heavenly throne. So, as the text points out, right now, this moment, every moment, Jesus is your very powerful ally in a very high place. Even your lawyer in heaven, who speaks on your behalf and pleads your case, so that with each new sin that we commit, he is there to cause the judge to echo the same verdict. They're still justified. You're still forgiven. That, by the way,